Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley, joined by Crack. Today, we are having a very empty house today. No Van Gelder, no Corey, no Fred. None of the other guys are around. And Charlie, we missed last week, so we're not saying if we don't give you an episode this week, we will put you in. So this is the sacrifice I'm making for you. Crack, what's up?
I know, Charlie. I did. This week, if we slack me someday, like the people will kill you, so... We for make it happen. Even on a working day, we for make it happen. That be how we love you guys. So not be easy like that, though. So that you guys for understand,
bro.
Not be easy, oh. But see, Monday, she, all the stress. We still see we come through for you guys. So challenge. It was see inside for us more. We beg you, see inside for us.
It'll be easy, but the matter be say like this week some huge news day around where. If we don't discuss it, it would be a huge problem because me, I've been dying to talk about this since Sunday, but unfortunately, we've not been able to get enough people on. But Charlie, we still for bring them to you. So, guys, Mo Salah, after the Liverpool game, he dropped a huge bombshell.
So you couldn't believe it. What couldn't you believe? I'm sitting on the bench for 90 minutes. I think that's the third time I'm in the bench. I think it's my first time in my career, but I'm very disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed. To be fair, I have done so much for this club. Everybody can see that during the year and especially last season. Sitting on the bench, I don't know why. Seems like a club is throwing me under the bus. That's how I felt it, how I feel it. I think it's very clear that someone wants me to get all the blame. The club promised me in the summer for a lot of promises and nothing. So far, I'm in the bench 3 games. So I can say that they keep the promise. And I said that many times before, I had a good relationship with the manager. And out of the sudden, we don't have any relationship. I don't know why. It seems to me how I see it, it's someone... doesn't want to be in the club. But again, this club, I always support it. My kids will always support it. I love the club so much. And I will always do. Now I called my mom yesterday because I knew you guys didn't know that I'm going to start or not, but I knew.
Yes.
I called my mom and dad yesterday. I told them come to Brighton game. It doesn't matter if I play or not. I'm going to enjoy it. We'll see what's going to happen. But in my head, I'm going to enjoy that game, if I played or not, if I'm in the bench or not, because I don't know what's going to happen now. So I'm just going to be in Anfield, say goodbye to the fans, going to Africa Cup, because I don't know what's going to happen when I'm there.
What do you do with the situation now, Mohamed?
It's not acceptable for me, to be fair. Like, I don't know why that's happening always to me. Like, I don't get it. I think if I'm somewhere else, then every club will protect his player. I don't know why I'm in that situation now. But again, it's how I see it now is like, it's like you throw Mo under the bus because he's a problem in the team now. But I don't think I'm the problem. I have done so much for this club to get the respect I want to get. And I don't have to go every day fighting for my position because I earn it. People will say, you're not bigger than... I'm not bigger than anyone. I earn my position. This is football.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
When you say that about the Brighton game, you mean that possibly it could, you know, be a last game. You'd consider your future in January, perhaps.
Yeah, in football, you never know, but I don't accept the situation to be fair. Again, I've done so much for this club.
Is that what's so frustrating for you? Because you've done something.
Absolutely. Last season, I'm sorry, with all the respect. I love everyone. I love talent.
Now, as you can understand, Charlie, this has set the entire football world on fire. So many comments coming in, and it's been very polarizing to see because there's a huge camp of people who are firmly in support of Salah. And a huge camp of people who are saying what he said was very unprofessional. He should have kept quiet, play away, and just drop you some few games. Should he come through tantrums and things? So, Crack, how do you feel about this? Because I know that you have very strong views on this matter.
All the people talking are hypocrites. Criticizing Salah, they are hypocrites. That's how I feel. Yes, you might have said it's the wrong timing. You shouldn't have said it and all of that. But don't downplay Salah and act as if he had no right to be frustrated to say what he said. It's two things. It's nuanced, right? Let's say, okay, he shouldn't have gone to the media and said this. He should have gotten a meeting with the coach. What did he say? He has no relationship with the coach. He doesn't understand why. So that part of people saying he should have gone to the coach is out. Who should he have gone to? Henry Dembs? No. Everybody sees it. And what annoys me is, if he was an Englishman, a white Englishman, the Harry Kane example he gave, people were saying it's inaccurate. But I'm telling you, if it was Harry Kane, yeah, people will be backing him. What people don't understand is, it's not like Salah has lost form. There are people in the team that are doing well, that they are being benched in place of Salah. And right now, Salah has been benched and those people have come and they are banging. That is what I hate. Like, if the whole team, like this season, nobody in Liverpool is performing. Sometimes it happens. We've seen the shit Van Dijk has done at the back. We've seen the shit Konate has done at the back. Are they the only defenders they have? Why is it that Van Dijk hasn't been rotated? We all see it. Rooney criticized him. Didn't Rooney criticize Van Dijk? Didn't people criticize right Van Dijk? He's still playing. Look at the penalty he caused in the Champions League. He's still playing. You brought Sabolai to come and play right wing. If you watch the match analysis, I didn't watch the game, but later I came to watch the highlights in the game and the match analysis, and I was understanding why the right flank was barely basically non-existent yesterday. Yes, he scored a goal and all of this, but it was a run of play. There's a reason why Liverpool drew the match 3-3. The other issue I have is, why don't you have communication with your star player? You came last season into an already cooked team. You didn't have your identity on the team. I remember there was this match. It was against, was it West Ham or something like that? And during the analysis, they won the game. And during the analysis, Mo Salah wasn't tracking back or passing by the center circle, right? And the coach said, yes, it's an instruction for him, so it's an outlet, so he doesn't have to exert energy. Why? He had Luis Diaz working for him. He had other, like, the midfield they had with Gravenberg, Szoboszlai, and this guy, the Argentine, what's his name? McAllister. I used to call them Rock defend in the midfield. They were hard working. They were doing it. You've brought star players. Salah scored 29 goals, 18 assists. He basically won you the league last season. The second highest goal scorer was Luis Diaz with 13 goals. Right before you come to Gakpo with 10 goals. He basically gave you Ancelotti. Now, who were you? Right? He did it for you. Okay, fine. This season, Mo Salah hasn't really performed. He still has 4 goals. Your highest goal scorer has 5 goals in 13 matches. I don't understand. Are the other people playing? You misprofiled Florian Wirtz. You are trying to overcompensate by playing that guy. You've bought players that are not doing well. But me, the old gun, the short gun. Listen to Salah's frustration. Me, the guy that is here, you are not affording me the same respect. You've got new players that are not doing well, but week in, week out, you play them, and even when you bench them, you still bring them on. And they still get game time. All I'm saying is, like, why are you not communicating to the star player, letting you know that, Charlie, okay, I might need you for the Inter Milan match. I might not need you for this match. This is fine. That's fine. The whole team is not performing. People are acting like Salah had no right. I saw a pundit say that Steven Gerrard carried Liverpool. Salah hasn't carried Liverpool.
I saw that comment.
Bro, and the presenter was like, would you have won the Champions League and this one without a league? And he said, we wouldn't have won it without Jordan Henderson. Okay, last season was Henderson there. Did you win it with Henderson?
That comment's been the most racist. That comment is the most racist comment I ever see.
and they keep on proving his point and they don't see it. That's why he spoke about the Harry Kane thing. We even saw it in England. Harry Kane missed penalty, but Rashford in free kick, then bash and pass anything. Meanwhile, penalty and free kick, which one be sure, easy way to score? Penalty and free kick. We all saw it. Like, people go on gold routes. Nobody. For Rooney and Shearer, it seems to be bashing Salah if they vex me pass anything, because at least the guy, you know, they even give transfer requests twice and sitting out to sack a coach I don't even want to talk about it. People will say that a drug addict is the best person to advise somebody when a reformed drug addict. You are mad. I go fit dangle something, you go back right now. Make you not think say you rich. This is what I keep on saying. Fine girl, you give broke boy chance, then he thinks he rich. Fine girl, and a slut, he never handle bad bitch before. Bad bitch make you sit up, take you upper level, you think say you rich. Meanwhile, your finances is still in shambles. What Salah did for you last season, if me, Salah know the sit up safe, he go be still be the first name on the... And if and a slot, this being first season, and he wants to stamp his authority, and Salah on the seat up and he benches Salah, I don't mind, because new captain of the ship, come and do what you want to do. People will talk about Ronaldo and Rashford with Amorim and all this. That was this guy's first season, Ten Hag's first season. He had an identity. Amorim come into you, say he won't push track. I don't mind when coaches do that. But just know if it doesn't go well, it's on your head. There is no way anybody has watched Liverpool this season and wouldn't say slot shan. There is no way you are telling me you can't play Ekitike left wing, Salah right wing, and Isaac 9. Why are you forcing Florian? Even if you are forcing Florian into it, right, into this one, you should sacrifice McAllister to the bench and play Sabola and Gravenberch. People don't understand that in a team, right? All stars, who go work give who? Who go work give who? You need donkeys that will do the work. You are putting out this star, this one. Madrid, they face the same. You are putting out this star 11 and trying to think that, oh, they can just hit a switch anyhow. No. The chemistry is not there. These guys are new. They need to build chemistry. I had chemistry with the old teammates last season. So even when they are pulling up, look, you had... Insult this guy all you want. Nunu Milk, insult him all you like. But that guy was a workhorse anytime he came on. That guy was an outlet anytime he came on. I always said they miss Jota, RIP Jota. They miss him and they've not replaced Jota because that super sub that came. No. They sold Elliot. They sold most of their players away. If you are benching Salah, bench Van Dijk. Bench Konate. Bench all the players that already sit up. Rotate them as well, or make you see be even. I am the king of the ship. You are nowhere without me. Ever since Salah came, you know, say your man score, like in goals and assists, almost 300 and something, in 400 and something games. Ever since he came. And you people, if you open your mouth, talk, say, why he for? Yes. I mean, you can say that, oh, you shouldn't have said it. But the disdain in the way people, they attack him, they talk to her like he be some, who's ever going to compare him to? He be some nonsense player where he has been shit for 3 years in a row and all of that. Like, what do you mean? It's Mo Salah. Yes, you can say, oh, maybe you shouldn't have spoken to the press and said this. But you understand his frustration. That's what Andy Cole said. He doesn't know what's behind this, what has happened, what's going on over there. He's not going to criticize the player. But once a player speaks up, so you are the bad person. There is a reason why Ferdinand intends to the backup. There's a reason why people are asking questions instead of jumping. We know the shade of color where the people they criticize them, and we know the shade of people where they defend them. We all see them. We all see the people where they defend them. We all see the people where they criticize. Even the racist John, and even John Terry Seth, they try backup. And it makes sense. You are trying to make me the scapegoat, which is fact. And he has every right to feel that way. Because if I have 4 goals and your highest goal scorer has 5 goals, it'd be this match where Ekitike take pass up. It's basically this match. Prior to that, I was your leading goal scorer. What Gakpo they do every day where they do better pass me? No, I don't get it. Your tactics are clearly not working. Money no dead bad bit before, can't get a first bad bit. They act like he has been there before. Bro, you've not been there before. She just sees inside for you. She just sees inside for you. Shut up over there, go see the back if they talk. It vexes me like, I wish Liverpool them are down for. But all this thing, it vexes me. Why are you keeping for a bomb coach? Why, if it was his first season, I would have understood it. If like Salah was a problem where everybody else was doing well and you bench Salah and people talk like, okay, since they bench Salah, one with two draws, which teams have you played in this stretch? Why are you not talking about Champions League? You're talking about just EPL. Salah not starting. Why? Right. So right now, you're okay with two draws, one win. One win save the West Ham get red card. In your eye get. That is what your standard is.
Also, the two teams they've drawn against be newly promoted teams. They drew against Sunderland, they drew with Leeds. So like
exactly.
It not be something where for user as
you had no business drawing this Leeds game. You had no business drawing it. But then again, you go talk pay, then they are not being anybody way day in Ryan senses. Me, Jamie Carragher, me, I never did rate up. I don't say Van Gelder go listen, go talk, say, hey, because Van Gelder, agenda be agenda, you two try argue your point well. But listen to his statement. Talking about Kenny, Ian Rush would never do that. Well, weren't we alive when Gerrard was being courted by Chelsea and was thinking about it? Oh, he forget him. We know that the way Owen go Madrid. We know that the way Torres left go Chelsea. We know that the way Suarez almost joined Arsenal. If not be as a mega in stinginess, like Suarez don't move. We know that the way Suarez go Liverpool and all those things. I don't get this. Salah saying that he has earned the right to even start no matter what. And even Rooney complaining about Salah throwing people under the bus, saying that like it shouldn't be bent. That's not what he meant. There's no way I should be sitting down 90 minutes when I'm fit, when it's not like I just came from injury. And the mere fact say the coach not even talk to me, explain anything to me, rather go press conference, go talk, say they were leading three at that time. He wanted a defender rather on brother. He only led in the 80-something minutes. And the equalizer came in the 90-something minutes. Prior to that, you were struggling. You went... Didn't they go 2-0 up? Or it was...
From 2-0, from Liverpool being 2-0 up to 2-2, yeah. And Liverpool went 3-2 up and then 3-3. So at exactly. 2-0 up, they could have brought him
You could have brought him on at 2-0, even at 2-1.
His explanation was that then they tried to defend the lead. The 2-0 lead.
It doesn't make sense. Like, all this thing, they make sense. And if you people, like, my own be say, if you go to bat for correct coach, do that with correct coach. If you back the time where you know them, they them are prime, they know what they do. If they back them, and all those, that is fine. Not to this guy. Oh, what has this guy achieved? Way good. Do you think 29 goals, 18 assists, the next season in 13 games, is enough for you to bench him and say, he's the reason why you are trying to insinuate the reason why your back way the ship goes like that? Why don't they bench Van Dijk? Konate, they cause mistake every game, almost every game. Konate, why are you not rotating them as well? Are they the only defenders you have? Are they the only defenders you have? Make Sabolai they play today. Sabolai they play attacking midfield. Next day, Sabolai they play right wing. Sabolai they play here. Sabolai they play here. But me. My only criticism is he shouldn't have told the media, but I empathize and understand what he was trying to do, because sometimes it's the littlest thing that will tip it over. That's what people don't understand. He might be boiling. Small temper where he tip him. He has reached his tipping point. He has reached it. He go off one come. If he want left, make it left. Means if I want make Salah left Liverpool, we then go see. Then go see something. Make it left. Mickey left.
For me, it's been very, very clear to me that like there's probably an agenda against Salah going on somewhere. Maybe they've realized that, you know, sometimes in football it can be very tricky, because when you're dealing with old players who are still showing that they still have it, it's a very tricky situation to be in, because they can drop off at any time. It's not every player who fall off immediately. Some players, their fall off is gradual. Some players too, it can be instant. So you never know that, okay, this player who did well, very well this season, maybe next season he might fall off completely. I'm not saying Salah has fallen off or anything. But Liverpool were in a situation last season where it's like, if they no extend Salah, everybody go talk, say, Liverpool, the mafia, they shouldn't have treated him like that. Salah still had a lot to give. And then if you extend him and somehow he's not as good as he was, then everybody says you shouldn't have extended him. Should that be, it'd be one of those situations where people always judge in hindsight. It's not easy to predict what will happen. So I think maybe because of how he started this season, there's a feeling that maybe they shouldn't have extended him. And now they are trying to rectify the mistake that they made by trying to push him out. But me, the biggest problem for me is that it's not even about benching Salah, because for me, every player should be benchable. No matter who you are, depending on your form, you should be benchable. But first of all, communication. You don't treat a Salah like the way you treat a McAllister or you treat a Darwin or anybody. Salah no be player where you just go drop him and you no go explain to him what the situation be. Even a whole Fergie always said that you don't treat all your players the same way. The way he go talk to Cantona, no be the way he go talk to Giggs, the way he go talk to Scholes. All the Scholes and Cody always say that Fergie would talk to them like schoolboys. He go scream at them like some headmaster it is. But if he talk to Cantona, Cantona go fit break all the rules, do all of this. But Fergie gets a different way of talking to them. Fergie himself said that even when it comes to Nani, for example, his famous hair dryer treatment, he go fit scream at all of the other players all the time and not like then go take him. If he scream at Nani, Nani go cry for some corner. So in the end, you have to know how to treat different players. And Salah, no matter what you think about him, he has earned the right to be treated differently from other players in the squad. You can't just drop Salah. And the most insulting thing is that you drop Salah, and then in a game where like things are not really going well, you say that you can't bring him on. Like Salah no be player where you go drop him, and then you no go bring him on at all. Like at the very least, if you drop him, bring him on at some point. But to just drop him, leave him on the bench, and not say anything to him, like, it's a very, very disrespectful way to handle a player who can, like, an argument can be made for him that he's the greatest player in your history. Because you know, be white man, they know, like, till now, people still they talk Gerrard. Me, please, the moment Salah won two league titles, even facts, what did Gerrard win for Liverpool? He won one Champions League, a few league cups. Salah's two Premier Leagues and Champions League title, like it's, everything Gerrard win, Salah wins some. But everything Salah win, Gerrard no wins some. So, and on top to, in terms of individual accolades, I think Salah has now won like three PFA Player of the Years or something. Like, if you exchange your nationalities, it wouldn't even be a debate that Salah is a greater player for Liverpool than Gerrard. But because of nationality matter, skin color matter, right now, it be shaky small. The thing we say, Salah is not a player you treat like any other player. So the way is they've gone about it, like, it's been very disrespectful. Yes, people will say that he shouldn't have gone to the media and everything, which is also true. But in the end, me, I can understand the frustration because he's a player who has never been in this situation before, especially for Liverpool. Like you were saying, even in this season that everybody is saying that he's been bad, he's been terrible and all of that, he was their top scorer until this weekend with Ekitike Kampasam. So, like, even in lowest level of performance, still be higher than some people, them are okay level of performance. Like, it's just a situation that a player like him should not find himself in. And also, like, to be honest, he's bought exactly. himself too much credit in the bank for you to just write him off after such a short period of losing form. Like, Charlie, he's coming off a season where last season, as at when? January or February yes. last season, as at the point where Liverpool got knocked out of the Champions League, he was a front runner for the Ballon d'Or. It's just getting knocked out of the Champions League that suddenly everybody just forgets it. Salah in the first half of the season was the best player in Europe. Somehow, the Champions League, the weight they carry give the Champions League the overweight everything else. But before January, then Salah was front right now for the Ballon d'Or. If you go all the bookies, my websites, he was the favorite by far. So, like, Charlie, Salah is just not a player you treat like this. So, people compared to situations like the Ronaldo situation as Man United, that Ronaldo also went to the media. But Ronaldo went about it for me, in a way more disrespectful way. In the sense that he goes with Piers Morgan. And Salah's own, Salah said that him and the manager, they used to have a good relationship. And for some reason, they don't have a good relationship again. And he doesn't know why. That's how he went. Ronaldo went and said that, me, I don't respect the manager. After saying something like this, how do you expect to work with the manager? For me, Salah's own is easier to rebuild the bridges than what Ronaldo went to do. Ronaldo just plain said, I don't respect the manager. Whether what you talk be true or not, the facts we say, you've disrespected them. Salah's own, you can say that he's handled it in an inappropriate way. But as to whether he's disrespected the manager directly, that one, some can say it is disrespect, some can say it's not disrespect, but it's a shaky thing. Ronaldo's one was very clear-cut disrespect. I don't respect the manager. Now and there, from that point, you can't expect to get back into the team again. So, like, it's easy for people to see. And also, like, Ronaldo, you're not counting his previous tenure at Man United. You're counting the current one. And in the current one, he hadn't bought himself enough credit in the bank for him to be given a pass for that. So that one there, for me, the parallels people would try to draw with that one. For me, they match like that. But yeah, like in the end, the situation, I don't see a way things come back to normal. Like, because for me, in a way, it's also like the Garnacho situation too. Because it's one of those situations where you know, I like Garnacho in matter. And to some extent, I supported Garnacho in that whole beef. But at the same time, I also bab why you can't go back when a player goes to see something like this. Once a player goes to that extent, at that point, it's just about trying to control the situation, trying to control the dressing room. Because managers always feel like if you allow this one to slide, then everybody will come talk to my mind. But in the end, Salah has been scapegoated. That's really the bottom line. Salah has been scapegoated for their season, how their season is going. You know, it's not being fought. Even Liverpool fans could tell you, see, the manager is the problem. And right now, the team we say, it's very, even though the manager knew the force, I think the ideal situation for the ownership or whatever is that then go kick out both Salah and the manager within the next few months. Because Salah, they want to get his contract off their books now. And the manager to where things they go, they know they look like goofy turn things around. So ideally, they're not going to like pick Salah, because right now it's like, if you pick Salah over the manager at this very point, you probably have to stick with Salah for the rest of the season and maybe even for the next few years, because like you've chosen Salah's side over the manager. But at the same time, you also low-key want to kick Salah out. So the best thing for them to do would be to pretend like they're siding with the manager right now. Use that one to kick Salah out. And then a few months down the line, too, then you kick the manager out. Like the way United, too, we kick out Ronaldo first. Then we also kick out Ten Hag first, second. And then right now, we get rid of all of them and then start afresh. Because right now, Liverpool, where did my season go? I don't know how. I don't even know where they're going to finish. But it's very unlikely that they can even finish in the top four. But so in this situation, I enjoy it because more news for us to discuss. But it's just a situation that I don't see how they come back from it, at least this season. This season is one of those things that when it happens, and you just see that, okay, this season, they're with the right of the season, because we know they feel recover from this one. So anyway, as we are recording right now, Slot is doing an interview, and a few new quotes have come out to add more fire to the situation. So they asked Slot about Salah's comments about being thrown under the bus. And Slot's response was, who he meant, the only one who can answer that question is Mo. And then he said, usually I am calm and polite, but it does not mean I'm weak. When a player says things like that, we have to react as a club. They also asked Alisson about the comments. Alisson said, Salah not being available is a consequence of what he did. Hey, he's smart enough to know that. We have a good relationship for a long time. He's a legend for Liverpool. We will have a conversation, but it's going to be private because it's personal. And then Slot also went on to say, for sure, it was a surprise to me when I heard Mo Salah give the comments that he gave. And then Slot was also asked about whether his relationship with Salah was broken. And he said, that's not the way I feel, but he has the right to feel how he feels. Mo was always respectful to staff and to his teammates. He trained really hard, so it was a bit of a surprise when I heard he made those comments. So it is clear why he is not here in Milan tonight, being the Champions League game that they are going to play. Because, as you can expect, they've dropped him for the Champions League matches. So Salah has a right to feel what he feels. But if he has the right to share it with the media, then we have to react with it. The reaction is clear. He's out today. So, and then Slot was also asked, has Salah played his last game for Liverpool? And he said, I have no clue. I cannot answer this question at this moment in time. And if there's any way back for Salah, I'm a firm believer that there's always a return for a player. So it makes like they open some small window of opportunity to return. But that one too, it can be just one of those things where he's just trying to be diplomatic. But it doesn't sound like there's a way back. Or maybe, I don't know what, maybe as the days go by, we will get more clarity on that one. But per his comments, he has left a small window of opportunity, but there's still a lot of friction there. So any thoughts on Slot's comment?
Look, he's not even good enough to stand on business. Can't you see he's waffling? He can't stand on business because he knows he's on ticking time bomb. You understand? Coach Wayne knows he has 100% backing from this one. He will not be sounding like this. Right? And secondly, you can't afford to lose Salah right now, even with all his comments and his over. Who are you getting in place? Because they've given you 140 million and since you can't do anything with them. Do you get it? Like, he's not good enough to stand on business to say that, like, every player does like all this, it doesn't mean I'm weak. Bro, what bon? Do you get it? What bon? Like, I don't understand though. Because you are saying he trained very hard. The guy is trying to take the morally high ground. And I'm surprised by what the stance Alisson took. I'm really, really surprised. I'm really surprised that Alisson will also throw his teammate under the bus like that. Because I know for certain he might not be the only one in the dressing room doubting the coach. He might not be the only one on the pitch doubting the coach. People will be turning heads. People will be wondering why, as I said, the likes of Konate and Tins are still freaking playing. He's not the only one that has lost form this season. The entire team. Alisson come off from injury camp. How many goals he swallow? Do you say how many goals he swallow? So is he also looking at himself in the mirror?
I think he should have been more diplomatic with his comments because in the end, like, he shouldn't have been making it seem so much that Salah, he's taking the coach's side over Salah. Because I remember even with the Garnacho situation, they asked Ahmad about it. Ahmad was just saying, Garnacho is a very good player and he hopes that they have if there's a possibility for him to come back, that type of thing. But he didn't say that he supports what Garnacho said. He didn't say that he supports the coach. He just said that Garnacho is a good player. So if there's a way back for him, he'll be happy. That'd be all. In the end, you've not taken sides. You've just given a diplomatic response. But now Alisson has made it very clear that there's possibly two camps in the squad, probably divided over Salah's comments. There's probably a camp that is supporting Salah. There's a camp that is against Salah. And that's not the type of image you want to present to the public.
And the camp where they support Salah, I don't think anybody that is good enough will support the coach over Salah. If you are really, really... I'm serious.
Yeah, nobody want to lose the match.
Exactly. Because if me, I give him... If this coach go, any coach go come, I'm good enough to start for that coach. But some people like make this a bonfugo because they are teacher's pet. They are his favorite. So normally they'll get some play. So then go, no. Me, he has basically said nothing. In the interview, he has said nothing. He was just trying to be diplomatic. He was just trying to take the high moral. As I was saying, if he was a good enough coach and the team was performing throughout this brouhaha, he would have stood firm and go like, nah, this is not how I want my team to be. There should be unity, blah, blah. Anybody that says that, blah, blah, blah. You get to like the way Amori even was talking about Rashford. And no, even though Wabono, he was still like, I mean, he has some grace because that was his first season to shape the team according to, because we know what we've been through and all. If you check Salah's stats over the years, he has always been Liverpool's top scorer. Like, I don't get it. He can sometimes be both the top scorer and the top assist giver. Like, I don't get it. Like, the guy is arguably the best winger ever in EPL history. And it's not even debatable.
An argument can be made for it, like, easily.
Do you get it? And so if you are doing this, like, and people doing here, the king of Jamie Carragher's comments have annoys me. You might be the king of Egypt, but over here, like, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by that? Kenny and Rashi, and Rash will never say something like that. Oh, Kenny and Rash, you have to go that far. That's how long you suffered. You have to go that far. This is your recent success. Would you have had it without Salah? The noise, the vim you defeat takes it, the pundits, the Madrid, and the talk say, I fancy Liverpool to win the league. Liverpool to be top two. Those times, where could you say that? Before Salah's arrival, could you say that? Could you? You're always languishing sixth, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth. You've been through the gulag, even with your Steven Gerrard. You've been through it. You sniffed the title only once. The second time you sniffed the title again, Gerrard go do what? You go sleep. The same Stevie G. So if you are doing all this, I don't understand what you are trying to prove. And what, there's a reason why he was like, I know Jamie Carragher, because you've been criticizing him and you've been making him like a scapegoat this season. That's why you've been making him a scapegoat this season. So he has every right to even mention your name and go like, Charlie, I don't feel like appreciated. I don't feel valued here and all. And he has every right to feel that way. He has every right to feel that way. But don't downplay Salah. Like the pundit saying that they wouldn't have won without Jordan Henderson. Jordan fucking Henderson. Last season, did they win with Jordan Henderson? Did they win with Jordan Henderson? That front runner of this one, defender at the back, nobody's talking about Van Dijk. Nobody's talking about the shit he's doing over there.
Anyway, we've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow our social media pages on Twitter, Instagram, ATW Podcast GCR, TikTok After the Whistle. Still available on the podcast platform, Spotify. We'll be dropping our Spotify Wrapped. We had some very good numbers, some good reviews. So we'll be dropping our Spotify Wrapped in the coming week. And also YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube, share, leave a comment, all of that. We've been getting a huge number of YouTube new subscribers on YouTube lately. So keep subscribing, keep sharing so that we can grow the page. And yeah, once again, Charlie Crack, thanks for joining. Hopefully next episode, we will get more people on. We are planning for some new interesting guests for you guys. So Charlie, just keep an eye out for that one. So Charlie, as always, ATW, dominate the conversation.